Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Even though we face the difficulties of today and tomorrow, I still have a dream.
Yes.
It is a dream deeply rooted in the American dream. I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal.
But you see, even though they are, they aren't. It's one of those, you are until you aren't, or you have been until you haven't been. That was Martin Luther King, the I Have a Dream speech that is probably best known for content, best known of all of his speech, best known deliverance. Equality, that's what the call was that day, equality, identifying the faults of America, what measures are needed to, and I say in the present tense, because I think there's a lot of stuff that still he addressed that we still need to do to make our country a better place. The central theme in the speech was the importance of everybody being treated equally. He delivered the speech the 28th of August, 1963. He was on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial in Washington. So it is Martin Luther King Day for us to, it's a good opportunity. I think it is ridiculous that children are not in school today. I always say this. This is another one of those holidays that is a teachable moment, and yet we aren't in school. It was promoted by the labor unions. Not that Martin Luther King and his message doesn't deserve the utmost of focus and care, but when he died, there was a black representative named John Conyers and a black senator named Edward Brooke. He was the first black senator to ever have been elected from Massachusetts. Very good guy. And they had a bill that made got passed. And you know, how do you say no to this, although a lot of southern state senators and congressmen voted against it? It was... in the U.S. House, by the way, it fell short by, I think it was 5 votes. 2 of the arguments against it were that a paid holiday for federal employees would be expensive, and that was specious. I mean, that's not the answer. That's not why you don't do this. A holiday to honor a private citizen was contrary to longstanding tradition. It was that these guys didn't like blacks. And this is so obvious what has happened, what's gone on. But the other side of it is that we have too many holidays. And so isn't there another way? Is there a better way to say sort of happy birthday to Martin Luther King? I think Stevie Wonder started that. There was a song that he released, Stevie Wonder, in 1980, called Happy Birthday, and it was part of a rally for peace, and a lot of signatures were collected for a petition to Congress to pass the law. It's the largest petition in favor of something like this ever in the history of our country. Reagan didn't like it, but he was talking about cost concerns. And I said it was specious. There's a certain element of that, but that's not why people oppose this. But anyway, in November of 83, Jay, Reagan signed the bill proposed by a representative named Katie Hall to create a federal holiday. And so it passed the Senate 78 to 22, the House by 338 to 90. Somebody did a good sales job.
Mm-hmm.
And so the first observation was in 1986. And then, you know, because of all of the Monday holiday things, that's why the labor unions got involved. Move it to a Monday so that we can have a three-day weekend.
Well, and this is also one where it falls on a Monday, but it still falls on his actual birthday, January 15th.
Yeah. Right. Normally it is not. It's just close to it. But at any rate, there are lots of speeches. We'll take a listen to some of those. But it isn't that I resent the opportunity. We have a lot of ignorance in our country based on racial inequality, racial injustice, racial problems, lots of it. It doesn't get fixed, unfortunately, by a slogan that is Black Lives Matter. It doesn't fix anything. What fixes it is people's attitude, which is inherent sometimes, ingrained. It's almost in some people's, it's in DNA, because there are certain parts of the country, certain mindsets, even in certain religions, there's a thought that we're better than you. You're not. Nobody's better than anybody else. But that doesn't keep people on all sides, blacks, whites, you name it, we're better because. And I think that there's no better example of that, frankly, than all these award shows. Last night, I think some people, I had forgotten that the Critics' Choice Award was on last night.
I forgot it existed.
Yeah, right, yeah. So it was nice. It was kind of a lot like the award show from, what was the SAG? Not the SAG Awards. What we have, that's the thing. You got the Critics' Choice Award. Mm-hmm. You have the one that was last week. It was the Golden Globe, or what used to be the, what was it, the International House of Pancakes, or whatever the heck the name of the group was that put it together. And then there's Primetime Emmys tonight, and then there's the SAG Awards, and then there's the Oscars. What am I leaving out? There's one more I'm leaving out, it seems to me.
Well, then you have all the other, like, additional ones where, what is it, People's Choice Awards. And
People's Choice, that's right.
Then you have all the music ones. And
Yeah, right. Okay, so anyway, the Grammys, et cetera. So, speaking of that award show from last night, I don't know, James, whether you found some stuff. There were some pretty interesting moments. There were some shows that won Giamatti. I have a friend named Giambetti. Giamatti won again for that movie, which is a penetrating movie, thoughtful movie, about a youngster in a New England school that has problems, and Giamatti as a teacher addresses them. It's a heartwarming story. It's a little heavy, but it's a good role for him. Although I think the best role he ever played was the U.S. attorney in Billions. I think that, and he's been around for a long time. He's a good actor. Mm-hmm. And then there, the Succession one again. I love seeing Sarah Snook. And her outfit was much more conservative last night than it was last week. And it was a good night for Oppenheimer. And there are a couple of other kind of offbeat movies. The way, and I know it sounds like some people, there's a category or categories of things that people do, how they dress, how they carry themselves, that kind of is kind of up yours. Chelsea Handler was the hostess. And she was a good choice. She gave Reese Witherspoon and Aniston kind of a hard time. The two of them star on the TV show Morning Show. That's a good show.
And I've heard that's a good one. I want to watch it.
It is a good one. Yeah, it's very good. The two of them are very good in it. Obviously, by looking at the body language of the two of them last night when they were sitting together at the table, they have a good friendship going. Which is kind of fun. That's one of the reasons people watch these shows, is because they want to see who the stars have as friends. And I'm thinking about, Giamatti got the award from Oprah last night. Obviously, they don't know each other at all. It was a very awkward moment when he took the award from her. And they tried to, you know, most of the time, if they have some kind of a casual relationship or a good relationship, you can see it, you can feel it, you know, the energy that goes. And I don't mean the kind of stuff that extra, extra, all of those reporters. Oh, here's my good friend Jennifer Lopez. And Jennifer says, hi, who are you? You know, that kind of stuff. So anyway, and she got a new movie coming out. She's a dance. She does the whole thing. Do you know that? That Lopez
no,
has
I
a, like a big movie about dancing, and she produced it, directed it. She came up with the music for it. She does dancing in it. She's the star of it. Looks like it'd be pretty
well,
good.
Well, she is a quadruple threat.
Yeah, well, she's also happy. And you can see that. Once again, it's that body language thing. Right? She's with the person that she wants to be with. And doesn't that do it for a lot of people, men and women? I don't know. Affleck still looks like a stiff. Last week when he and Matt Damon gave an award, he looked, I don't know, he didn't look like he was comfortable. He and Matt Damon are like brothers, and so you can always tell that the two of them are friends, very close friends, like brothers. But Damon was much more relaxed. He wasn't there last night, though. I was surprised about that because he likes to be there. Christopher Nolan won. Anyway, I'm not rambling, but I'm thinking there's a lot of stuff going on that's tied together. And if I can circle back to Martin Luther King Day and how we best not acknowledge him, but because it isn't about him, it's about the message, right? The medium is the message. The guy who was a broadcaster came up with that. Marshall McLuhan was his name. The medium is the message. And being on the steps in Washington, that was a powerful, powerful way for that message to come across. And so the more activity there is around it, the more people make a genuine attempt. I'm not talking about fluff nutters like Al Sharpton. I'm talking about real people who really respect, if it's skin, color, whatever, white people respecting black people, not because of the color of their skin, but because of who they are. Black people, same thing. It's not about the color of your skin. It ought not to be. It's about who you are and how you come across. Maybe that's one of the lessons, I think, great lessons of Martin Luther King. 18 after the hour. This is Good Day.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
It looks like your luggage is over 50 pounds. Is there anything you can take out?
Oh, yeah. Let me just toss all these $20 bills.
Great. Let me grab your trash can.
Stop. Instead of throwing money away, move some clothes into a carry-on. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, head dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
That doesn't sound good.
Paper shredder's jammed, but I think I've fixed it.
Oh, well, try shredding these $50 bills then.
Seems like it's working.
Better try another $400.
Instead of using money, use regular paper. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, He doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. This is all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
All right, this is another opportunity for us to discuss what's happening, baby. That sounds silly, doesn't it?
It's 23.
After the hour. Monday, it is the 15th of January. The Ides of January are upon us. It is halfway through the month of January, and our update on certain things from the social media world, celebrities who are on the list, if you will, the trending list, which includes Jelly Roll. I find that interesting. This is all brought to you by Progressive Insurance, which will bring you your owner. If you're an owner of a motorcycle or a boat or a car or RV, get protection everywhere. You can save dough, a lot of it. 800-PROGRESSIVE is the number, or online at progressive.com, s'il vous plaît. So Jelly Roll is advocating for something that's pretty powerful, and he did it. He presented his thoughts in a pretty powerful way. So we're going to get to that and what he's urging Congress to do right after this.
Moments like hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance Palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
First of all, what can you tell me, Jay or James, about Jelly Roll? Because honestly, I am not familiar with Jelly Roll. Don't know who Jelly Roll is.
Yeah, oh, he's an amazing artist, country singer, but kind of a little bit of a crossover. He got his name Jelly Roll. That was a nickname his mom gave him when he was younger. He was, quote unquote, a chubby kid, and it just always stuck. Ah, he owned
it. His name is Jason DeFord, his real name. So he's talking a lot about the whole business of fentanyl and the problems that we're having, and has talked about it in at the Senate Banking Committee. The FEND Act came up, called it's fending off fentanyl and fentanyl and the problems. He says, I've, quote, witnessed the heartbreaking impact of fentanyl as he fans experiences. Mm-hmm. So he's been pretty candid. Did he have a problem with it too?
Yeah. He has overcome drug addiction, and he talks about how he's not able to vote. That right was taken away from him when he was 16 years old. He is convicted of a felony. He had used a gun to steal weed, and he was charged as an adult. So he'll never be able to do any of that. But he's a big advocate in the fight against fentanyl, and also pointing out that it's not just drug addicts aren't just what you perceive or what you always see in the movies. A lot of these are mothers, these are fathers, these are brothers, sisters, aunts, uncles. These are people who were in a car accident and were prescribed medication and then fell down into that hole. They are people who didn't just, like, what a lot of people think, drug addiction is just a bunch of scumbags, and that could not be farther from the truth. And he is advocating on that and saying that fentanyl is an epidemic, something that we already know, and it needs to be addressed. And he is a huge advocate in that fight against fentanyl.
Mm. Well, he's doing a good job at making it a real public issue, so good for him. Hopefully this will all get taken care of. Getting the passing of the FEND Act taken care of. Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen here on Good Day at 28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Did you know that 1 in 3 American families feed the birds? More than 63 million American adults enjoy this colorful pastime. And here are some fun things to do to encourage birds into your backyard. Food and feeders. Put up nectar feeders for hummingbirds and orioles. Place a window feeder on your child's bedroom window for fun bird watching. Put out fruit and jelly feeders with jelly orange and apple halves. Watch bluebirds gobble down mealworms placed in a bluebird feeder. Try a peanut feeder for chickadees, nuthatches, and woodpeckers and jays. And use a trellis to grow flowering vines for attracting hummingbirds. Plant seeds and create a hummingbird and butterfly garden. You know, there's nothing better than getting up in the morning or late in the evening and going out into your yard and watching the birds. And remember, now they have these little hidden microphones that you can actually put by your bird feeders. So this way, when the birds are out there eating, not only can you watch them, you can actually enjoy hearing them, enjoying the great meals that you give them. Oh, Warren.
Happy to welcome back into the fold Elizabeth Miller, who is the spokesperson for the folks at Calitrin, which is the most amazing, fascinating way to take care of your weight problems that exist today.
It's a great addition to any plan that you've got going on. If you need a little bit of additional help in reaching your weight loss goals, this Calitrin can be the answer. We've been doing this a long time. We're very good at it. You also get a team of support when you buy Calitrin too. So you're not just taking a product and saying good luck, hope it works out for you. You get a personal Calitrin consultant. You can email them, call them, text them. They're going to be there for you along your weight loss journey. They've got lots of tips and guides that they can send you to help you reach your weight loss goals, and they truly care.
What sort of deals? There's always a deal.
It's $10 off every single bottle of Calitrin, and every bottle is a month supply.
Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin. Find it on the web at toploss.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. One U.S. lawmaker is taking action and hopes others in Congress will agree on a call for the U.S. State Department to look into whether Israel's attacks in Gaza violate the law.
It says that if American military assistance is given to any country, it has got to be used consistent with international human rights standards and American law.
Senator Bernie Sanders announced on CNN State of the Union Sunday his intention to seek a resolution in Congress. It's been 100 days since the war began in Gaza. The percentage of Americans who smoke has continually declined since the release of a landmark report on health and smoking from the U.S. Surgeon General back in 1964. The rate of smoking among U.S. adults dropped from around 42% in 1965 to an all-time low of 11.5% in 2021. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is Miles Fisher. Anytime I want to be in a good mood, I listen to my Grams on Good Day.
Now, we've got some difficult days ahead, but it really doesn't matter with me now, because I've been to the mountaintop. And I don't mind. Like anybody, I would like to live a long life. Longevity has its place, but I'm not concerned about that now. I just want to do God's will. And He's allowed me to go up to the mountain. And I've looked over. And I've seen the promised land. I may not get there with you. But I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get to the promised land.
This is from April in 1968. At the Masonic Temple in Memphis, for whatever the reason, whether this guy was psychic or not, this mountaintop speech was the last speech that he gave, because the next day he got assassinated. It's his final speech, obviously, and it was his, he had the same tone, tenor, same message, different venues, a lot of things that he said that got right to the core of the problem. And, yeah, some things have been fixed and something, I don't even know if fixed is the right word, Jay. Some things have been addressed, shall we say, and some things haven't. Some things may be addressed over time, and some things may never be addressed. But at any rate, that's why these sorts of things, the message is here. There's all kinds of great stuff. I remember in oratory class, I was a speech major, a political science major when I was in college, and I loved listening to the likes of Martin Luther King. There's so many great orators. There is this whole group called the National Speech Association, and professional speakers belong, and they go around. There are motivational speakers that you can hear in most every corner of the country, most any night, delivering some really great, great thoughts and moving people to do things. And that's what today should be about with regard to Martin Luther King. That's why schools should be in session. And there should be joint exercises. And people say, well, we can do it tomorrow. Nah, it doesn't have the same impact if you do it tomorrow, because tomorrow is not the day. Today is the day that people are going to talk about it. And will we talk about it tomorrow? Do you talk about it with regularity? Yeah, because the issues that he talked about are worth visiting. Well, to a point. Now, back in December 1964, King won the Nobel Peace Prize. And that was one of the things that angered a whole lot of really angry whites. It was pretty much all angry whites. And so we continue with the message and some thoughts. And some people like it, some people don't like it. If you don't like it, well, you can listen to something else. It's okay. You can come back when you want or not. That's up to you. But I'm not going to stop talking about it because I think it's an important thing for all of us to consider. As are the, here we go, into the election season. The crazies are out among us. When I say among us, the people who are advocating for various political personalities, because that's what it's become. It's a personality race now. The Iowa caucus is the Republican Iowa caucus. See, this is, again, the mealy-mouth news media at its worst. The announcement, Iowa caucus is today. No. Well, yes, but only half of them. The Republican caucus. And the news media, you know, Jay and I were just talking about this. There are a lot of people who are of the assumption that it's both Iowa, both the Democrats and Republicans who have caucuses today. And that's not the case. When is the Democratic caucus? It's in March, right?
Well, the events, I think the big events start happening in March, March 4th or something like that. But, yeah, today is the Iowa caucus for Republicans only. The first thing for the Democrats, it's Democratic and Republican, will be New Hampshire, the presidential primary. Then you have Democrats only for South January 23rd. And then starting February.
Hold on. The New Hampshire primary is
for both Democrats,
not the same day for on January 23rd? Oh.
January 23rd.
I was mistaken. I thought it was February, so good. I'm glad you corrected me on that.
Well, and then February.
Oftentimes it doesn't have to, February.
February 3rd and February 6th. So February 3rd will be South Carolina, 6th Nevada. Those are for Democrats, Democrats only.
Yeah, see, they keep moving the parties. Republicans and Democrats, they want to keep one-upping themselves. Pretty soon they'll be having these things the day after the election for the last presidency for 4 years now. We're going to do that. We do it 4 years now. We've been talking about this nonsense with Trump and Biden for years. And it goes on and on and on. The political mainstay of these most boring radio programs and TV shows are the same stuff over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. The circus that's created around Trump and the banal, boring, old approach that Joe Biden has. America deserves better. Do they get it with Nikki Haley? So that's what today will potentially bring. This is very cold weather. Those of you who are listening on the stations in Iowa, it is cold. I don't have to tell you that. The country knows it now because of the polar vortex, the whole north. If you go from, Idaho across into Montana, All the way to the Dakotas and Michigan. I mean, the whole damn north part of the country.
Yeah.
I will have it here in New England starting tomorrow, but not the cold. It was 54 below zero. And I think it was Iowa City. The wind chill factor is making it feel like it's 54 below.
And sometimes I feel like the colder it gets or the more that the real feel is below, it almost doesn't feel as cold as when it's just in the teens because you don't have that moisture in the air. It's almost that dry cold rather than that
right.
wet cold.
Yeah.
Sometimes that makes it feel a little bit better. But with the caucus and everything, correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't believe that there is a Zoom option. It's in person or bus. There's no remote.
Yeah.
You can't remote into any of this. Yeah.
Well, and, but then they have
caucus
the...
caucus is only for the Republican Party. I don't believe the Democratic Party does caucuses.
I don't have a there's so much attention that's been paid to the caucus for Republicans here. I should know because of my background, but I don't remember, honestly. And the whole thing has been contorted this year. The weather seems to be getting the major end of the story isn't the people who are running. It's the people who are going outside if they do go outside. So then there's this app to transmit caucus results. This sounds familiar from 4 years ago, right? There is a fellow whose name is Doug Jones that has become an expert in voting technology. He teaches at the University of Iowa. And he is one of the precinct leaders, but he was working for the Democrats at the time. He had a bad feeling about 2020, and he was right. There was a software, kind of a strange software that was meant to transmit results from the local level to the state party that was supposed to be done in real time. But it was the first of many things that were insecure, got hacked, and there were lots of mistakes that were made when the various news organizations, I think it was NPR who first caused attention to be drawn to this. But the, you know, what they do, when you go to somebody's house or you're in a in a private building, a church or a school building or something, they draw the blinds because they want to keep the whole thing secure because there are all these people that are these news hounds who are outside looking in the window trying to get the scoop. Who won in this location? That is ridiculous. The reporting app was riddled with problems. It took days of combing through all the results that then brought it around to what actually was the result of the voting. And I think this is true for both Democrats and Republicans. And that's the whole thing about, this was supposed to be when caucuses were first introduced, it was supposed to be the grassroots political action at its best, at its finest, right? What could be more down to earth and more down to the point than having somebody, you know, your neighbors and friends come to your house and discuss with a party, with a precinct captain, who you want. In this case, you want Trump, who's, I think, a 54% last time I saw support among Iowans who say they're going to vote in the caucus. And Nikki Haley is 2, and DeSantis is 3, and yada, yada. So there's nothing exciting about this because the news media spoils everything. Polls, and this is what everybody's going to do, and look for this result today. Shut the hell up. But you're not going to get them to do that because it's a free country, supposedly. And you can mess things up to your heart's content and try to predict, which is what they've been doing. So it takes, instead of getting people more interested in it, it takes away from it because it's such a, like a drumbeat. Bada-boom. 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 It's the same drumbeat. So is there anything that's going to come out of this, Jay? It looks like it's going to be other than what we expect. I don't think.
Yeah.
Once in a while, there are surprises, and that's good.
There might be.
Everybody on their toes. But Anyway, am I spending too much time on this? The caucuses start, I think, around 4 o'clock Eastern time. And I'm looking at a school in Des Moines, a picture of a school that has crosses that's like crossing the street. I think it's a school. Maybe it's downtown Des Moines. Anyway, welcome. It's the big sign on the crossing from one side of the street to the other over the street. Welcome. The Iowa caucus is 2024. And then lots of other things. You look around and there is a certain sense among some people that this presidential campaign will be the least competitive in decades. Biden's going to win the Democratic nomination, right? Trump seems to be the Republican nominee.
Mm-hmm.
And then, what's going to happen? The wild card is guys like Manchin and Kennedy who will upset the apple cart, which is good. The apple cart needs to be upset because I don't think either one of these guys, and even the parties, frankly, the Republicans are a disgrace. Democrats are a disgrace.
Well, the rhetoric that if anybody votes third party, then they're throwing away their vote, that needs to end.
So, screw you with that. Don't tell me how to vote. And so, anyway, if the polls are even in the ballpark, the only interesting race would be the one for second place. Right? I think that's what you have to kind of, and that is between these two. And I would rather see Nikki Haley there. Frankly, that's just my own point of view, and that's why I'm expressing it, because you can do that here. Wow. Amazing. Isn't it on the radio to be able to tell your own thoughts? Woo-hoo. 48 after.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlic helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste free, and Garlic is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Progressive presents Flo and JB announcing a monster truck rally.
And here comes the obliterator.
Whoa, and he's up on two wheels. That can't be safe.
Oh, I don't recommend flipping your car backwards.
Did he even check his blind spot?
And the car's on fire.
I definitely don't recommend that.
This is one of my recurring nightmares.
Progressive is all about keeping it safe, so bundle your home and auto for 24/7 protection. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Coverage not provided for monster trucks. Not available in all states.
Feeling trapped with that old phone? Don't. Getting a new phone is easy. Come into Verizon and get one of our best phones on us with Select Trade-In on Unlimited Ultimate Plan and get a plan that helps you save by only paying for what you need. Act now and get a brand new phone at your Verizon store today. $999.99 device payment or full retail purchase with new smartphone line on Unlimited Ultimate Plan required. Less up to $1,000 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Promo credit ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. 0% APR. Trade-in conditions apply.
Hear that? The sound of water being poured on 800-degree rocks. If you were here in this sauna, you'd be so hot you wouldn't have the energy to move. But you're not here. Because your self-care happens out on the road, riding your motorcycle protected by Progressive. Besides, after a long ride, a helmet sweat is way more satisfying. So if you ride, switch to Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer, without even breaking a sweat. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates not available in all states.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a
smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Now 53 after the hour, it's Monday on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner's Food Farm Family Time. This is going to, maybe Monday, one outrage on top of another, on top of another, on top of another. So here is this is more outrageous than whoever wins the caucuses in Iowa. It's more outrageous than the kind of attention negative being paid to Martin Luther King. This is the story of stories for today, for tomorrow, for this week, for this month, for this year. All right, Doug, get to it. The Chinese Communist Party, its most exclusive, its richest member, it's been found out, has purchased secretly over 200,000 acres of land in America. Let that sink in. And if you don't think we are self-destructive and stupid, either that or we have been so corrupted by money, this is a revelation coming out. You'll read more about it and hear more about it today. Chinese billionaire, Communist Party member, is the second largest owner of farmland in the United States. You know what? He spent $85 million purchasing land over the last 10 years, but most of it was farmland in Oregon back in the mid-2015-16, like in there. And he paid $430 an acre.
And only just now being found out about it.
Yeah. And it's because of Congresswoman Elise Stefanik, who also is one of Biden's favorite potentials for being vice president. She says that we dropped the ball. We didn't drop the ball. There wasn't even a ball there. These people are our adversaries, purchasing agricultural land, who knows, to subvert us, to undermine our sovereignty, to undermine the agricultural industry. Trump did enough of that on his own when he was president through the flat-footed boob Sonny Perdue, who was, if you look at the stats, by the way, that are out this week, because everybody like Trump's crowing to the farmers in Iowa, I did more for you. Well, that's not true. In terms of sheer money that was distributed to help farmers, Biden's done a lot more of that than the Biden administration. Biden did it any more than Trump did it. Trump doesn't know anything about farming and doesn't know anything about farmers, and Biden doesn't either. They leave it to their minions who have different points of view, and again, government corruption being what it is, there's a whole story there. But the most important story of the day for me is that the communists have bought agricultural land, and it came to light after the state publicly named one of the companies that's the owner of some property in this state, right? They look across the whole country, though, and you can see all of this stuff. This is Oregon, but there's plenty of it going on in Iowa. There's plenty of it going on in Montana. Plenty of it going. It's everywhere. This guy has a $39 million townhouse in Manhattan. He owns a $26 million estate in Los Angeles. He joined the Communist Party when he was 18, and he has risen through the ranks over the years. And here he is, living high on the hog, and here we are, dummies that we are, allowing him, the guy who I have a good deal of respect for, John Tester, who's a senator from Montana because he's a farmer. But why are these people asleep? Why is it we are just now finding out about it, I suppose, is one question. But Congress has been talking about this. Talk is cheap. They've been talking about this for years. Because the Congress hasn't done anything, as they usually don't do anything. States have taken up the mantle, and there are, I think at this point, three or four states that have forbidden the Chinese. Well, there's one state just says, you Chinese, don't bother, you can't buy any land here. Others are saying they don't want foreign ownership of land, which is probably the best approach to take. So government records, the Agricultural Foreign Investment Disclosure Act requires foreign investors to report any new interest in ag land in within 90 days of the transaction, but they don't. There's a Canadian guy who owns 1 million acres of land up in Maine. Wrong! Wrong, wrong, wrong. All right. Well, I've used up all of our time here, Jay, but this is important. Okay, it's 59 after.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.